joined us online also, we love you. We know you are there. We see you there. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Man, we started off talking about very critical and important things, you know, this year. And I told you, setting a foundation for us to go into the year strong. Yeah, we said, you know, remember what we said? We said, I think the question I showed you was the blame game. How it was watch that. You cannot blame everybody around you for things happening in your life. The God we serve is a mighty God, right? Perhaps let God arise, let his enemies scatter. You see it now, too. They don't stand any chance with God. It's for us to know our God and be strong in Him, right? That's it's important that you make a commitment. You make a commitment to you be in service, you get the word, you get the spirit, you know, and go fight like that. Amen? Because you can't blame anybody. Some, you know, people want to blame village people and all manner of stuff, but really, they don't have any power. If any village person has power over you, you make it happen, you made it like that, right? That's because, I mean, village people, they hold tight to their village things, right? Why church people do whatever they like with their church things? I think, alright, but that's not what I want to talk about. That's what I want to talk about. I just said that to just help you again. Maybe you missed it somehow. Maybe some people missed it somehow. And you hold on to God, and then you build your relationship with God, and you find that there's nothing that can stop you there. Last week, I told you, you can do it by the power of Christ in you. You can make it. Those dreams were given to you by God, and because of His power in you, you can make it. You can do them. You can. Those things that you draw out, the plans you have, they came from Christ. You see, He wants you to have them. That's why He gave you those dreams, those desires. And so they are not bad. I think a lot of people make issues with those things. Like, you know, you dream big, you set a big goal, and all that. You have a big God. You should set a big goal. Are you here? You have a big God. You should set a big goal. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to give my life. You know, glory to God. He wants you. You are not just brought here for nothing. I mean, you're just here and for just mediocre. No. He wants you to set that goal there and push it. And then He gives you His power, not for decoration. Right? So what's His power for? To help you hit those goals, walking with you. Amen. So we talked about that last week, and it's just so powerful to know that. And I trust that you're going about and you're calculating. Come on. You're calculating God in the equation. You put your equation, you're drawing the equation, and God is there. You calculate God there. And you're counting on God. Counting on His power. Right? Not just your skills, not just your ability, because the way you looked last week here is the same way you look, the same connection, the same stuff. But the difference between one year and another year is your God. You see, I've told you before, the time can't make the difference. God is the difference. Faith is the difference. What's the difference between one year and another year is faith. Your faith change, your experience change. Right? The year can be, yes, just the year is going by itself. It doesn't know you. It's not your friend. It's not a friend. But when you change, when your faith change, your year too will change. So you begin to count on God, you know, and hold on to God. And I'm sure you're doing that already. You're conscious of the power of Christ in you. Be conscious of the power of Christ in you. As you go out, the power of Christ is in me. Amen. Hallelujah. They help me accomplish my dreams, my goals, the things I want to do, the things I've written out to do. You know, the difference is now I was going in my own strength, might, and power. But now I'm going in the power of Christ. Glory to God. You've succeeded to, you know, coming to church. You've broken one barrier, you've succeeded. But you have to succeed. The next point to succeed is to ensure that you're actually in church. Ensure you're actually in church. Now I want to share with you something today, very important. Very important. Every time I come, it's very important. But, and I say that a lot, but, you know, this is very important because this is a hard thing. This is a hard thing. A lot of believers miss the hard thing. They missed the hard thing there. I said to talk to you about the grace of God for the glory of God. the power of God for the glory of God. I want to bring you here, because if you don't understand this, you would think this thing don't work. This thing don't work. Pastor is just talking, you know, they come around, they talk, all this thing I don't understand. Because there has to be a certain level of alignment. You have to align your hearts. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So it's very important. You draw your goals. Let's start off work. You draw your goals. Good. Right? That's good. You say, this is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to have. And all that. And then, the next thing now, we've told you, okay, let's do it like this. The what? Come on. Are you still here? I'm just starting, so stay with me. The what? That's your goals. The what is your goals? What do you want to achieve? What you said to achieve this year? This is what I want to do. That's the what. Right? Last week, you could say what I taught you or what I spoke to you about was the how. Please, you have to stay here. The how. The how is by the power of God. It's not going to be by your power. It's not going to be by your mind. It's going to be by the power of God. So, you know the what? Come on. We know the what. The what is what you want to achieve, your dreams. The how, we covered that part beautifully. Come on, by the power of God. There's another question that is important. You know, they always go together. What? How? When is this year, 2024? That part is solved. That part is solved. That part is solved, certain. There's a question that is more important than all those other ones. We covered the how. Cover the how, by the power of God. All right, there's a last question. Can you imagine? You guys can't get the question. You see, the very fact that you can't get that last question is the very fact of the symptom in the body of Christ. I'm serious. I know this message might not fly, but I pray to God, as I stand as a true minister of the gospel, to teach the word of God, and that this helps somebody. I will be very liberated. I go home. It helps one person. I'll be very liberated to go home. The question, the last question, very important question, is the why. Nobody really cares about the why. We don't think about it. The why. Why? The what is what I want to do. We are talking about what we want to achieve in the year 2024. So that's the when. That solves that issue. The what. The how is the power of God, but the why is the tricky question there. So why? God is a heart God. I want to help somebody. God is a heart God. And you need to align your heart with His to see the free flow of power. Most people think it's a game. It's not a game. Is not what I want to give to you now. That's why I'm not talking about the light of God. I want to set you on this part. I trust that I can carry everybody here. I trust I can carry everybody, but if I can get one person to say yes, Lord, and then we'll bow his head down and say, Lord, I live for your glory, then I've done a good job. The why is, we do not reason the why, we do not try the why, we want the how. With the power of God. And we are excited, very excited about that. But if you consider that if He really brings us into what we want to have, into the what, it could destroy us. To a very high degree, some already have been destroyed because of the power of God at work in their lives. I know, it will be tough. The what? It's simple. We know that part. The how is interesting. He will do it. The why is, why do you wonder? Have you ever checked your motive? Have you ever stopped to check your heart? So that you can kill them. You know, you are driving on the way. If you drive, again, I'm using that driving example, and you're going, and somebody cuts you off. If everything you desire, his power comes into play to bring them to pass. You know how many people you would have killed by now? Come on. If he was not protecting and seeking his glory, you know what you would have done by now? You know, that's just interesting. If you're not getting that part, I mean, it's funny because somebody has done something to you and your thought is, God, legislate tomorrow, eh? So do I put to right? Yeah, you don't know. And we want God to give us more glory, more power. To do what? So that we can teach our cousin a lesson. If really he lifts you up, he says, Jesus, although he was speaking about his dead resurrection, being lifted up on the cross, but the sentence works. And I, if I be lifted up above the earth, I would draw all men to me. What would you do? You be lifted up. How many would you kill? How many will you teach a lesson? So when you are crying for this thing, and you say you want this thing, the real thing is not his inability. It is a matter of trust. You really want this thing, but why do you want it? Is the glory of Christ anywhere in the matter? Is the glory of Christ anywhere in this desire of yours? Is Christ even in the matter at all? This your desire for increase, financial breakthrough, bursting forth, anything you want to say, anything you want. The issue has never been that these things are bad. The issue is, what do you do with these things? There are many instances. You take a man, just stay with me. I want to speak to you. Just speak to you and help you. You take a man like Saul. You bring Saul up to you. You give him power. You make him ruler of your people. You send him, do this thing. He doesn't do it. He doesn't care. The glory of God was never his motive. Never his heart. Never in his heart. It was never there. You want to say he was just going his own now. But that's not totally our case. For us, we have come to him. He has committed himself to us. But before he releases that thing, do you want to wonder, are you the person he wants to give that thing to? Is your purpose, your why, is it aligned with his glory? This year, your pursuit, your desire, anyone at all for the glory of Christ? Have you even considered it at all, ever? Just, if you're, God, just bless me. Have you even considered it at all? Has he not already lifted you to a certain point? And from that point, you've shown the heart that is in you. Already. How much has it taken for you not to even be in church, not to have time? 35,000 naira. You don't have time. If you average 150k a month, you will even come to church, you stand there and curse me and walk away. No, I cannot do that. There's already the tendencies there. Therefore, it means I say you don't care. I just want to get something for me. And then go. His glory is not even in the picture. Not even me. Leave me. All your neighbors will suffer. You deal with them. Imagine somebody is praying and talking to you. Just stay with me. We'll look at scriptures. Imagine somebody is praying for financial increase. And he's praying for that. And he's saying, And after praying, I said, Jesus' name, man. Hey, Imama Ekele, you sing all those songs. We dance and we go. Then you go and you're just like, if I just get money, I can never, this kid, never. You've not even had the money yet. You already lord over people's lives. This year, if you're the worker, then you come to church the next Sunday. And then we're going to pray. We're going to release God's grace and power. But the motive, the heart, the core of it, it's not even just so that you can be balanced and do that so that things can flow through your hand. It's so that you can, you have three people just to go. Once you get that job, they will never see your back. Come on. I'm just being real. This one might not fly, but it will speak to your heart. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will take these words and help you. If you get to that point, once you begin to align with God, it's like a river. Trust me, we live inside. It's a river. No man can stop the river. That is when it says, even your enemies will be at peace with you. I'm telling you, there's nothing you do again from that point. Things will be working here because His glory, He defends and fights for His glory. He said, I found David, a man after my own heart. He will execute all my will. That's the key. The why is that I'm pursuing all these things. Set goals you like, anything. He doesn't have a problem with that. He said, I want to increase, have 2 shops, 3 shops. I'm not talking about pastor, I'm not talking about church. Don't miss it. Increase, get this stuff, my business, I want to give it to generate more. Good luck. Perfect. He wants to do it. His power is available for you to make that happen. But the question that you can answer, the question you should answer, is why? Lord, I want to be doing all this increase for your glory, so that people will know that you are alive. To turn more people to salvation. You see, the difference between to turn more people to salvation and to keep people. You know, I'm always grateful for people that God brings my way. I'm able to, by His Spirit, by the life in me, touch them. To say, I've never seen somebody like you. I've never seen this thing has never happened to me in my life. It's just something that happens around me. Say, what's going on? I don't know. I'm going to help you do this. You say, seriously, the heart is, everything that I have belongs to God. My time, my money, everything belongs to God. Doesn't do anything. He gave it to me in the first place. The little that has been given to you already is your own. And He now commits another to you. What will happen? That one too will become your own. And you are asking to commit more again to you. Which one will flow out of you to bless other people? Am I might not read scriptures too much? No, not scriptures, but we'll read them like to just be reading Bible anyhow. Okay, let's take some, right? Because I think I've been talking too much. Some people are already dozing off on me. Like, preach better message. If I can get you to get this point right, the power of God, I will just need to say one word. And your heart is aligned with God, the glory of God is will flow. I'll show you. I'm not speaking stories. I'm speaking from my own thoughts. I'm telling you that the best thing you can do for yourself is to align your heart with God's will. With God. Align with God. Let the glory of God be the center of your heart. Once you align like that, it's a river. It has finished. They will come and they will fall. Because He defends His glory. This money you already have is your own. You will not give out of it. You don't give Him anything. The time you have is your time. You can't have time for what now? It's a meat. It's heavy meat. I give you meat because you can take it. The time you have is your time. You can't give time. I don't have time for this. I don't have time to say, hey, we can't pray. I can't do this. I can't do that. Time for service. I can't make it. Time for this. You can't do that. No problem. Then you want more. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little is faithful in much. many of us, hear me, just receive me. Many of us have been tested and failed many times. Many times. So we just get a better job. You know, you could literally pray for something. Right? Pray for a desire. Get into it. Sometimes, I know there's one time I've said this. I know I've said this in the service. I was telling you, I see that times I pray that this thing, let this thing not work for this person. If it does, it's not because of hatred. It will destroy you more. What you will do at the end of the day, you will not know how it came out of you. Because you've never purified your heart before him. You see people that do funny things. They're not bad people, though. They've never taken this lesson, this purification lesson. You see, I know Abraham. He says, I know Abraham. He will set his house right before me. Purify the heart. Everything is for you, including this son that you gave to me. How many things has God given to you that is now your own, that you will not even mistakenly give him a percentage of it? He didn't say give me everything. Just give me a part of it. We drag the 10% with him. What he says, because maybe this message is coming for you, to help you. I was telling you, sometimes we try to lift people up, we do a lot of stuff. We take some stuff and commit to a fellow. He cannot even give a 10% back to the church that gave to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's terrible. It's terrible. Watch your heart. It could be the reason. It could be if you even receive in the state where the why is not for him, is so that he can teach people a lesson. The lesson you will teach them, when you are through teaching them, even you will tell yourself, this thing that I did is bad. I'm telling you. And you don't want to be there. It's to destroy you. Sometimes God loves you. In his love, he prevents you from getting there. In his love, you don't get there. Because the test he has already given to you. Imagine, are we still here? We'll read scripture. Let me give you the stories. This one is a story you know. Imagine Joseph. Tell you Joseph. He sold into slavery. Gets there, sold to Potiphar's house. Gets to Potiphar's house. Become the head of the servants. He had in that place a test. Lie with me or not. And he says, no. I'd rather go to prison. Because the glory of God is important. He passes that. He goes forward. His heart is pure. He goes forward. Imprisoned unjustly. He comes out of that by the power of God. He becomes prime minister. His brother has come. We're not talking about 3 years of suffering. 17 years. No father, no mother, no sibling, just struggling by yourself. He sees these brothers in the state of with that power. Don't mistake. I know that I keep telling people, you can pray, prayer, do what you like. I pray, we do everything. Well, we bless you, we do all that. But if the heart is not yet right, we still need to purify the heart. That's why if we can do this well, we can go faster. I didn't tattoo this message well. It's not about just the glory of God, it's about the speed and flow. That's what I'm telling you, it's like a river. It's no problem. You know what I say? You know, when you are saying it's like he's speaking nonsense, I'm walking on the street by myself. Walking on the street, I will pick my son from school. Somebody comes down from a car. Please, honestly, I believe you can help me. I never met a person in my life. I believe you can help me. I don't know the person. I mean, I'm going to work, coming from, I'm not preaching any gospel. Say, my spirit told me, Lexus, clean Lexus, tinted everything. My spirit told me that you can help me. I'm looking for so kind of a person. Do you have somebody that can help my company? I say, I have the person. There's oil. It flows. It's no story. Some people are aware of the story. Some people are not aware. So forget it. You can think you are telling stories, but it's real. You can be walk. I mean, the blessings is not. It's not hard. His hand is not short. The real issue is you. Your hard motive. You someone could even be here hearing this message and say he's talking nonsense. I will show him. You still want to show me? As in, what's the point? I mean, go to your heart. God lifts you up. You become enemy of the cross. There are people who are Christians who now have some level of wealth. They oppose the church. That's destruction. That is leave him, let him destroy himself. And he pulls his hand, say, I will see him later after his life. You don't want to be that. Don't say, but I have money. I that. You don't want to be that. Purify your heart. His hands are not short. What he wants to do in your life is not hard. But if he leaves you up there, what would you do? All those brothers, let me teach them a lesson. No, not for long, just a small lesson. Clear yourself of bitterness, anger, hatred, all those things. Uproot those things. Because if those things are there and we not add power to those things, imagine a hateful, wicked, bitter person, what he will do with power of God. That's, you know, when we say, thank God man is not God. I'm not even saying this to you. As if one way. You know, you struggle, you fight to purify your hearts. Imagine I were God. People that would have died on the street. I was telling you, I said, you're just driving. I'm driving across somewhere. And I'm driving good. And somebody cuts me off. And I would say, this guy, he said, shut up. And then he cuts me off. Go. The next day, the trailer just comes, don't hit him. Now he just die. That is man. How would that glorify God? It will glorify me. God is not there. Then I now say, Lord, give me all the power. People that will die will be plenty. Can he trust you with it? What can he trust you with? What degree can he give to you? How much can he give you? You know what I said? How much? Because you could just get some stuff now and finish. But I can't get to him. I can't give him a portion. No, you don't understand. But we are crying for more. Can't give him a portion of that. Of the time. With the small he has given us. With the small open door. Know what to do. That small open door. We will now use it to pursue more. Test. This thing that I've given you. Open door. Now say, you don't understand. If I can hit this next one. You say, Lord. Lord. This thing is going to be contrary to you. Sir. I cannot. I cannot because I have meeting this evening by 5. And you are looking at you. And you say, so then your heart, you go and you say, Kai, I just lost something. No, you just gained something. You just said, Christ, God, it's for you. Everything I have is for you. So I will not pursue this thing above you. Right? Alright, let's look at some scriptures here. Take your Bibles to Revelation chapter number 4. I want to just read some of these things for you. Let's read some. Revelation chapter number 4. Revelation chapter number 4. Verse number 11. Let's start from the last book of the Bible. Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 11. Many believers have not settled this matter. That is the truth. We said the first part correctly. The what is correct. The how is clear. The why. It is the heart part. The heart part. It is the motive part. And it is at this point that many people miss it. The why part. The motive. The motive of this pursuit. The motive of this pursuit is the real place where we miss it. We can get this stuff. You know, I'll show them. You know, my stepsisters will know. My father will know. After he has abandoned me all these years. Once this contract pulls through, my level just goes up. Lord, God, you are my God. And you know, you don't ever think about the fact that his glory is not in the matter at all. Actually, somebody will be shamed. I mean, we can pursue it like for his glory or for that man's shame or for those people's mockery. I'll just deal with them. Brothers and sisters, let us purify our hearts. Verse number 11, Revelation chapter 4, verse number 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and what we are created. For what? For thy pleasure. Right? So it's not for you. It's for the pleasure of God, for his glory. Everything was created for his pleasure. Right? So, including you. If that thing you are in pursuit of is for his pleasure, no problem. Is that what I'm saying? No problem. Take your Bible to Colossians chapter number 1. I will land somewhere. Where I want to land now, if you can get it, I mean, you get it. Let me tell you. I'm showing you key. You know why we got this story of take your Bible to Colossians 1. Let me just give you this key now. Before, I was thinking it's going to be later on, but let me give you. You know how we got the story of Hannah in the Bible? I have not said to that Hannah story. You know, it's like a good story, but it's not a good story. We got that story of Hannah. This lady has gone to Shiloh. She has been going to Shiloh. Then she comes back and make a covenant at this time. Lord, if you will give me a male son. And she has suffered. It's not about suffering. When she aligns herself, Samuel, we know, took over the office of Eli. It is that God has been waiting for. She comes and finally aligns herself with God. Imagine somebody that doesn't have a child. She now said, if you give me this child, I will give the child back to you. This is not me involved again. I just want to not be a channel. I just want to be a channel. Do you understand? Lord, increase me financially. I just want to be a channel. That these people in need of help, I will pour out help to people. There are things I have seen. I say, God, I've entered one level of help, but I want to go to another level. How much is this whole surgery? 3 million. Hey! Somebody will just throw a party for 7 days to mark bed. I mean, if you can, somebody says, nothing will happen. I have told my wife, nothing will happen. I'm not crazy. Say, you don't know his level. It's no level, it's craziness. It's lack of purpose and direction. Where there are people you can really empower. Somebody say, don't worry, you don't know. I know, because we're already living there. Out of the what God has helped you with, you are already taking. And that's faithfulness in little. It's already demonstrated. You see what I'm saying? Once you align with God, people don't get it clear. Then your heart pants, your heart beats for you. See the less good, you see the poor. You go home and you say, how can I be here? Asking for what? I mean, Lord, let me. Then he says, are you sure? Let me test him again. Increase him small. Increase him small. See him more. Then he says, with this increase, you see what you say? Baba, see what the guy is doing. He say, give him poor some more. Poor some more. It just flows. There's someone that says, you stand against me. Try. Just try. Do what you do. Do your worst. That's what happened. 2 million. Just try. Speak God. So do anything. Because God takes the man. And as the man aligns with him, that whole story is not, it's just a long story. The whole story there, when she made the covenant, how many of you said, God, this is my covenant with you? It's not a matter of what you now say, I don't want to know. Then that covenant is demonstrated in your life today. Today, if you make that kind of commitment, then you can make a kind of commitment today. I say, Lord, I get this is me aligning with you. This whole life, as you see, standing as I stand before you, is for your glory. Anything you want, tell me. You try. He says, all right, let me see. Carry this thing, give it there. This guy is serious. Okay, give him something. They give him. Say, do this stuff. He doesn't say, I found David. You know the story of Jesus? He went to be baptized. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He has not performed one miracle. He has not done. Go and read your Bible.
"This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." He has not done one miracle by baptism. He just came out. You know, people carry disciples by that time. But God was already well pleased. You know what? His everyday life, he has proven pleasing God as the object of his life. So now, let us release. Eh? Let him go and demonstrate it. This one, after he comes out of that, let us clarify the matter. He comes out of the water, is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. He comes out. How does he come out? Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. He said, alright. He said, you see my guy. He said, I will push him forward. I said, climb this place. Let me tell you, give me a child over you. He said, no, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, okay. Now let me give you everything you want. It's not, oh, it's not glory. I give you glory. Just bow before me. He said, no. You shall worship the Lord thy God. Only him shall thou worship. Whatever. How he posts it. Only him shall thou serve. That believes him. Come on. He said, alright. Then he moves in what? The power of the Spirit. Towards you is pure. Alright, let's go. All the things were created for him. Understand that. If you can align like that, I mean, if you can begin to work your purpose and your heart, here, and you just keep put a little there, and then you can't even read Bible again. You don't even have time for Bible. It's for souls to be saved. It's for lives to be transformed. If where you are does not bring salvation, it does not bring, then there's no point. Have you planted a tree? You want to go and collect fruit, there's nothing there. You go again to collect, there's nothing there. What would you do? How many of you keep working? If I play, come to my office, and you're working for me. You're working for me. And 5 months, I've not paid you. Don't look at it. It's not productive. Anything that's not productive, you look for another job. That's why I say I found David. I guided this guy. No, he would have established his kingdom. It's his action that is. I would have established his kingdom. His kingdom would have not ended. It's not like that. But look at him. I'm not even in his picture at all. You read the story. Someone comes and says, Saul. He says, Saul, what are you doing? Look at what you have done. He said, no, I've not done anything. Look at what you have done. He said, hey, I've sinned against God. I've done something wrong. Don't say, no. Let me tell you. You read the story. Someone turns to leave him. He takes hold of someone's cloth. And he's trying to hold him to beg him. He rents the cloth. Someone turns and says, now. Read it. Samuel turns and says, now, he said, the kingdom has been rent from you. And given to another person. You think he will not say, seriously? No, he said, no problem. He said, just follow me. Let people see me that will go and worship, that you are by my side when we go and worship. After that one, you know that God is not even in his picture at all. He doesn't even have time for God. He prophesied, the kingdom has been rent from you. It's not before. This is after he said, the kingdom has been rent from you. He said, in answer, you know, I'm ready for you. You not think he will break down and cry? He said, no problem. Let me just appear in my royal regalia and the prophet somewhere by my side. Let's go and worship God. Finish. Take kingdom, don't take kingdom. God and his dealings and his operation, what he wants to achieve is not my business. It's just so that I will appear okay before the people. When I pass. Anything he wants to do is his business. That's all. Before God will not say, I found David. He said, I have to look for somebody else. All the things were created for him. So when we are looking at that, we are looking at a heart that aligns to God. The whole story of Anna, I also tell you, the whole story of Sana is aligning that heart. It's just the heart that aligns to God. The story, what we get from the story, is that she gives birth to a prophet Samuel. That's what we get. And the prophet Samuel becomes Samuel that we all know. So from all that nothing, alignment brings her into that place. But when she aligns, she gets it. That's what we should get. All the rest is just story. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 16. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and what? For him. You see there? We were created by him and what? For him. Including you. So if you can align yourself for him, then you are aligned with his purpose, with his power, with his glory. And he fights to defend his glory. It's easy to me. This is easy. this is easy. Some people are so stiff way in one way, they would not rather be where they are and refuse to give, let go of the bitterness, of the anger, of the hatred, of the pain, of how they will deal with people, and how, pastor, you don't know what has happened to me, there's no way I can let that go. What about if God puts you like Joseph, and that the reason why they did all this is to you, to push you where you were, to where you are now, to lift you up. You will not go and kill them. Imagine he killed all the 12 brothers. We will not have the tribe of all these tribes today. We will not even have Jesus. If he had killed Judah, where would Jesus have come from? Do you understand? Joseph was sent in all that they did so that he can preserve their life. The reason why you did all you did was so that God will preserve many souls. The reason why you are going up so that God will, through you, destroy many souls. You and God are in different worlds entirely. Different worlds entirely. You see what I'm saying? That will preserve many souls. That through one soul, many souls will be saved. Through your light, many people will come to see light. Not through your light, some people will regret, will be saying, Kai, before, see what has happened to us now. Say, look at all those brothers, all those my brothers, put them in prison, lock them up. Then execute them one by one. And you go say, look at what you did to me. Remember what you did to me. Look at what God has done now. Look at what God has done. No, he doesn't allow it to get there. You can't fight against his purpose. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter number 17. We read the same story last week and you were very excited. I hope you'll be excited this week when we read the story. I know the message I'm preaching. I was the one that preached last week. The power of God is very exciting. But you wonder why many people don't taste it. You've not seen that. That's why I'm trying to show you, so you don't want to think what we are saying is nonsense. You might not taste it. Never. Just taste it. Just tell you everything you do, you will struggle. Because your heart motive. I'm not saying your head. Your heart is not pure. It's not, you're not ready. You're not pouring out to him. You're not even planning to live for him. All you are thinking is that if you come to this church and you get money. When you get plenty of money, with this principle that Pastor is teaching very well. When you get plenty of money, you will travel to one place and set up. Then you will not even remember. You will not. You, me, I'm just preaching. He knows. No problem. My prayer for you is that you don't get the money that destroys you. If you say, if you want contrary, then it means that you don't have idea of what you even want for your life. First Samuel chapter number 17. Look at this. This is not so that my brothers will know. This is not so that I can take over this man's position. Verse number 42. And when the Philistines looked about and saw David, you know the story already. He disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistines said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistines said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. Verse 46, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take off thine head from thee. And everybody will know that I am the main guy here. And anybody that tries me, I will kill the person too. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth. That, this is the main thing, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and on spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And all this earth will know. You see it now? That's the problem. That's his heart. He was not even in the picture at all. When he finished and went his way, when he finished and went his way, people were singing, David has killed his 10,000, Saul has killed his 1,000. He was not the orchestrator of that one. After all that, you should know, after all this, he now ran away because Saul wanted to kill him. The same Saul, he just saved his head. Saul was king. If there was anybody to come out to challenge David, Goliath, it was Saul. He just saved Saul's head. Then he comes and people are singing Saul. And Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. What does he do? Saul now says, let's kill David. You see, if you look at his heart. Look at his heart. That's the problem. I say, this is exactly, you see proof. He wants to kill the guy. Get around. It was not his motive to come so that my brothers, I can dominate my brothers. You should know, in subsequently, you know, let me say this at this point. I hear it a lot, and I wonder why it's done. That your family, you dominate your family, and you, I mean, God's intention is not for your brothers and sisters to dominate them and to kill. That's not intention. When God calls a man from a family, his goal in that family is that he will lift everybody from up there go. That's the truth. That's the truth. David's brothers were in his cabinet. You study later, you see this was David's brother. They were ruling with David. They were chiefs in his kingdom. If you, your brothers, the thought is how you now should teach your family. Because I get a lot that your family, you, your brothers, you come, you see all your siblings. God, that's not very far. If he gives you in your family, he gives you for life for your family. Through your kindness, through your love. Even if they were wicked and unbelievers, through your love, they will see Christ. They will come and kneel before you and say, sister, we know what we have been doing to you. But the way you are behaving, we don't understand it. You say, it's Jesus, it's God. That all we know, that there's a God in Israel. That will turn their hearts faster than anything. That one will give his life to Christ. Say, I want to even follow you. Let me know your God. Idols. Why will I be serving idols when your God is this kind? The kindness of God, the goodness of God is what leads men into repentance. If your God is kind and nice like this, because if it's my idol, I know what we'll be doing to you. But your God has prevented you from, we couldn't do you anything. Now, you have now risen above us and you are still this nice. Let's throw away this idol. Let's follow your God. Let's follow your pattern. Because your pattern must be is better. We can see it clearly. But if you start doing that, if you do the same thing like they do, what difference have you done? Because sinners do the same thing. They say hello to those who say hello to them. You're not like your Father in heaven, who makes the sun to shine both on the good and on the wicked. You understand what I'm saying? Align your heart with God. It says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. When it says that in Ephesians, in Matthew, that's what he's talking about. Be aligned, be like God. Align your heart like God. That's what he's talking about. That you two will relate like that. And someone will look and say, ah, this is God. You will be able to testify. That's what his glory, the purpose of all those things was not so I can come out and become king. This guy don't have a clue of what's going on here. His heart is just perfect towards God. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, right? Throughout the whole earth, looking for someone to show himself strong on behalf of that man whose heart is perfect towards him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse number 9. Heart is perfect towards him. So what you need to do as we go into the year, your aim, part of your the superior thing, the first thing you should do, all your purposes are good. I'm telling you, they are good. The power is available. It's not hard. The idea here is your heart. If you take your Bible to James chapter number 4, you will see on that scripture. Take your Bibles, James chapter 4. Try. Look into a Bible. Yeah, just refuse to help yourself. You can leave him. It's his choice. It's his choice. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how. I can play with many things. I can never play with my life. Never. Play with my life. Never. I don't know what I can play with. But, I mean, everything is important. James chapter number 4. It's not against you. There's no issue against you. It's to help you. If I can't help you to know God or help you to draw near to God, I can't help you. Nobody can help you. Anybody that helps you is a fool. Because it's a waste of time. Whether in this life or the next one. Yes. The best thing anybody can do for you is to draw you to God. If you don't have a passion for God and love God and all that, what pastor is a kind of a church? It's a church. The church, this church is just God. finished. I mean, after him. So if you come here, my pastor. You have to know who I have to help you. I have something you can look. Try, the study, follow, get these things for you. It doesn't do anybody anything. Eternity, you have to deal with God. You treat him like this. Huh? Let's go there. And then we are, think about it. James chapter number 4. If you can get touchy about things and all that, don't let your ego, your personality get into the way. Let your destiny be more important to you. James chapter number 4, are you there? From whence come wars and fightings among you? From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust, verse number 2. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not. Why? Come on. Because ye ask not. It's so simple. If you ask, my power is available to bring. So all the things you are looking for is grounded to ends up in asking. Is it you fight, you war, you kill, you doing everything? That means you are doing everything to get it, right? But you don't get it. Why don't you get it? He said because you don't ask. So we quickly say praise the Lord, hallelujah, and say let's go from there. But that's not what he says. See, but pastor, I have asked. Why am I still here? I asked God. I cried out to the Lord. Verse number 3. Simple. That it says it all. There's no story there. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that ye may consume it upon your lust. So that is a hindrance there. So you crossed one hurdle of I'm not going to keep myself about these things anymore. You are not in church. You're not coming to God for these things. And say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask. And then we prophesy. We speak blessings upon you. Right? We speak the word. And then you hold on to them. And we say, see, you can do it. And you are excited. But it says, the hindrance now is you can ask and not receive. Because you read your Bible. Ask and you shall receive. Then you run away. You didn't read James chapter 4. You say, yeah, ask. And not receive. And receive not. So it's possible to ask and not receive. Say, but you say, ask and you shall receive. You say, you ask. But it gives the cover. You say, because you are asking to spend on your lusts. I say, so what do you mean? I don't understand this thing. I don't understand. What do you mean? He told me to spend. It's for you to spend for his glory. I always ask you, why you want to live long? I mean, that's the real question. People always miss the question. You know, I started by asking you that question this year. I say, why? The question is why. I say, somebody say, I mean, there's nothing. It's funny. I say, I better Jesus not come here to have not married. I'm like, are you even born again? Jesus is more precious than anything on this earth. But you are born again and you give your life to him. He died for you. But you still let him just carry his wallah and go. That you still have things you want to do. For you. The life he gave to you. You are planning how and where you will spend it and what you will do with it. With him, without his thoughts, without his input or anything. He doesn't input anything to your life. Nothing he inputs into your life. I know it's a tough one. I didn't expect you to be jumping and say, woo, you should have got jumping and say, woo, I know I'm talking nonsense. Yes, I expected things like this. I came to help my church. I came to help you, simply. That's what I came to do. I could preach many things. So. Don't mistake, there are benefits I could preach, many thoughts I could follow. But this thought, I said, no, we won't leave it. That all earth may know that there's a God in Israel. That this will assemble. See all these people, all these witnesses, so that they will bow down and worship you. My brothers and sisters, it's not just by the statement you make now, but by your heart, by the motive. Bible says you will judge the hidden things of the hearts. Yeah? That's why you judge the hidden things of the heart. the motive. So don't be saying, but don't be saying, but she has been going to the church, my auntie. Hey, leave it. You don't know her motive. You don't know her heart. Don't touch it. He's the only one. And the Bible says, by him actions are weighed. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 2. By him actions are weighed. So you are saying, but I see her. You see her. You see her. But what is the motive of her heart? Somebody says some people preach Christ out of contention. Philippians chapter 1. Say some people preach Christ out of contention, that they may add affliction to my affliction. Some preach Christ out of love, knowing that I'm made for the defense of the gospel. He said, but whatever way Christ is preached, yes, Christ is preached, good for all of us. But those people who are preaching Christ out of contention, they will answer to God. So if we start church, just start church so they can have their way to do whatever they like, they will answer to God. I came to help you. So what you do, your goals are good. It says ask, you receive. But it says there's a caveat here. So you ask, you don't receive it. And you are wondering why you don't receive. You say, pastor, all this faith thing don't work. I do jibijibika, rubegele, and I didn't see anything. You not say as if you see these pastors, eh? There's no game, it's hard. I leave everything. It's everything is on. I don't do anything. Anything what he wants me to do is what I'll do. No matter the pressure you put on me. If this is what God wants me to do, nothing will happen. Nobody come. But doc, I'm just trying to explain this to you. Thank you. The Lord has made it clear that I die here. Nothing you do. Nothing you tell me. No how you put it. No the benefit. You say, let me tell you, you can find a way. There's no way to do what God asks you to do. Don't compromise God because you want to find it. But so when you will not be finding a way. That's compromise. He says, pass through the city. Don't stop to eat in somebody's house. Don't do anything. He says, okay. He passed through. He says, let me find a way. So I'll just eat. I will not spend the night. Well, I'll last 3 days. Don't waste your time. Don't compromise that stuff. He says, sometimes people wonder. Don't you? I not see this opportunity. You know, all of them we enter into. The opportunity that God gives is better than the opportunity that I go and enter because I have the opportunity to enter. Purify your heart. Let the glory of God be the. All things were created for Him, including you. So you're living for Him. That these things I have, these things I want to achieve, Lord, is for Your glory. I didn't say they are bad things. Take it for His glory. No, we say this thing is about. No, it's not a bad thing. Increase prosperity, marry, do all that good things. Now the idea is to ensure that these things are in line with His glory. That in all this, Christ is glorified. That nothing He gives you take you away from Him. Right? Are you still here? Good preaching. Nothing He gives you take away from Him. So the glory of Christ, the power of God, is for the glory of God. You say, somebody say, by His grace. You know, say, will you be able to make it tomorrow? By His grace. Tell the person to quickly add for His glory. Because if it's by His grace, would you supply your power to people to be killing themselves? It's just to walk in your direction. So the best thing you can do, one of the things you can do, is to covenant your life. He says now, covenant your life. Lord, this is my life. I'm created for You. That everything I have, everything that I am, this influence and this power that You have given to me is for Your glory. You make the statement, you walk away. Then He says, alright, are you ready? Then they begin. The watchers watch you. And then you take actions. In line of honoring God, in line of living for God, in line of giving Him everything, and you are doing that, and you say, this guy test passed. He said, let me check Abraham, give me your son. He said, that is what the people, don't be deceived. We have the covenant so that we can understand the God. Give me your son. We understand the God. You know the God. He seeks righteousness both then and now, the same thing. There's no time He didn't seek righteousness. So the same God. Abraham, give me your son. The only son, the son whom you love. Say, bring him. He said, I'll show you a place. Imagine carrying him into that tub, going all that way. He carries him there. Nothing happened. He said, alright, go ahead, I want him. Abraham is doing all that. He said, stop. He said, no. He said, I know Abraham. Let's say the matter. So you pass through something. Simple something.
You know what I said? No, don't worry. You don't have son to sacrifice. But there are things he will ask of you. I think you say give.
No, it may be just time. Just give your time. Somebody just give your time and share flyer. Share flyer. Five flyers every Sunday. Share flyer. You say, I don't have time. I'm doing flyer at that junction. Stay there every Sunday and share this flyer. You share the flyer. If you come to church on Sunday, you say, come to church on Sunday. Or give your time. Just finish. You say, I don't have time. But you create that time. You show to him that you are his man. So let's give him some more. He will do some more. All things were created for him. The earlier you can align to him, the better for your life. It's not hard. These things work. These things are true. It's just for believers to really purify their hearts. Align yourself with his glory, with the glory of Christ. Purify your hearts. Start with faithfulness in what he has given to you. I've told you about Joseph. I've told you about Anna. Amen. The glory of the power of God is for the glory of God. So what you will do now is to determine. It's a decision. It's not, there's not much to do. Decide that, Lord, I am yours. I'm your man. And all this, my pursuit, is for your glory. I increase to lift up your name. As I increase, I pursue my business expansion, which are happening around in my life. Your name also will be lifted up. There's no way I will go to that your name will not go to. That's me. I'm your man. Then you say, okay. Then let's do it. Then we'll begin from there. So if you do that, this is not between me and you, this is between you and God. So I'm not telling anything from you. If you do that, if you can bring God, that if you can align your heart with God like that, then you can ask. Right? And receive. Because you're not asking for your lust. You're not asking for wickedness. You're not asking for bitterness. You're asking for his glory. And then you ask. And then it begins a flow in your life. It begins from there. And then you face difficulties. Come on. I said you face difficulties. And you say, Lord, I live for you. And then you don't turn around. You get up there. And you are living for his glory. Say, all this life, like Paul said, whether by life or by death, that Christ will glorify. And you are living all this life like that. Then he says, this man is proven. And it begins to flow like a river. You know what I said? Flows like a river. Thank you. That is God. Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days. Is this the man? He came out with the power of the Holy Ghost. Is this the man? I mean, so you're not an exception. You're not an exception. People will offend you. It's part of the matter. Then whether you harbor bitterness and get ready for them is the matter there. Whether you will decide, I mean, all your decisions you make, every decision you make is very important now. Amen? So would you bow your heads next few minutes? I know I'm preaching eternity. My life is not for me. My life is for your glory. Your power that I seek. Your power that I seek will bring many people to you. Come on. It's time for many to be saved through your life. How many people have come to Christ through your life? How many people have come to Christ through your life? How many people have come to see the Lord through your life? Sela bakure, jene mokoto. I mean, right from where you are right now. I'm not talking about where you want to be. Some people, they are waiting if the container come, if my container come. No, with the container you already have. How many people have come to Christ through your life? His hand is not short that he can't bless you. No. This year is your year. His power is available for you. But your purpose must be God's purpose. Soul winning. Soul transformation. Life healing. Life transformation. Body lifting. Come on. Body lifting. Lord, through my life, many souls will be saved. Through my life, as you lift me up, as you lift me up, as you increase me, as you increase my influence, Lord, I'm your man. I'm here for you. Your light will shine through me. Your light will shine through me. Our souls will be saved from everywhere. E batu berenekis. E da baba babo soko ni dehe. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is where you are saying, Lord, of what you have given to me, I'm giving back to you. Are you faithful with where you are right now? Are you faithful where you are right now? Are you faithful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this thing. Let me tell you this. This is the kind of service. This is the time. It's not about where you are going to. It's about where you are right now. About faithfulness where you are right now. That through your life right now, you start to demonstrate this life. This thing we are talking about. You get what I'm saying? That with where you are, with what you have, you say, Lord, I want to draw men to you. So you can freely talk to somebody on your workplace. You are inviting your neighbor to come and meet God, and you have been a blessing to that girl. Say, okay, let me help you. You are doing this. So say, thank you so much. Say, God bless you. Amen. Amen. But you know, God loves you. God loves you. Take care of you. You know, when you see people, you are still till today. I still stop every now and then, pick somebody up. You go and say, oh, this was so, thank you so much, thank you so much. Just recently, I stopped at the bus stop. Very hot sun. Just the way the weather is now. I just came out somewhere, saw people stop. I just stopped, you know. And this people came around. There are three ladies there. Two came around. They called the other ladies. Somebody says, you have to. And when they got me, they say, she's a fear. I say, you can imagine. Say, but you have to know when God is blessing you. You have to know. And this was where we were thinking, 50, I didn't think, and they were not sure. But they were in my car, and we were playing, I was playing jams. Oh God, I said, this is where I can say, thank you so much, God bless you. I mean, I still people love this now. Still people. Just help somebody, one person. And Jesus is glorified. And in this life, somebody is lifted. The Lord said something to me in that direction. I said something to you just now. In that direction, the Lord said to me, the reason why many people are not getting help is because they're not expecting help. Yesterday, I told you, I was telling you yesterday. I told you, I was in the bedroom. I was just praying. You know, the Lord said to me, see, you know why many people don't get help? They're not even expecting help. And some of us, when we pray for God to help us, when the help comes, some of you are not expecting. I'm not joking. I know what I'm saying. If you judge what I just said, that I believe that God gave me to me to tell you. And even bring this example just to say that word. You are praying for help, but you're not expecting it. Without expectation, God, there's nothing you can see in your life. Amen. So it's where you are right now. You hear what I said? It's where you are right now. How many people are you drawing to the Lord? You have to demonstrate it. How many people are you drawing to the Lord? You are saying, my life is for the glory of Christ. So there are things I stop. So no good morning, no hatred, no bitterness, no anger, no this, nothing. All for the glory of God. I live my life for the glory of God. And so last week I told myself that I was going to share this with you. We talk about the power of God. I won't leave my church there, excited and running away. And then do not say this pastor is a trick star. This thing don't work, number one. Number two, if they really go and engage like this, and see things, they will destroy. Half of them will be destroyed. So I said, no. But then Jesus, what do I do? He said, look at the passage you are reading. Touch that one. I said, all right. So that the whole assembly will know that there's a God in Israel. So that is why, that is the heart of David. That's the heart I want all of you to have. So I said, I'm going to do this. I know it's a tough work. It's a tough work, but it's a real work. You see from scripture, it's real. It's real. Ask and receive, eh? But you ask and you do not receive. You say, because you ask amiss. Let us align our hearts. Align your hearts and see the hand of God in your life. Amen. I love you so much. I love you. I always love you.